Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, crippled godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
And I'm the perfectly healthy godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Sound like you were just choking up right there. Yeah, I can fuck
myself. Forgot to clear my throat before we started.
Shut the fuck up, please. Goddamn talk. Somebody's been like, uh-oh, what happened to y'all or whatever. Well, I finally got found for one of these dudes' wives. They beat the shit out of me or whatever. And Cody's
gonna happen one day.
And Cody has AIDS, so. So, yeah. So, I'm dying internally and... Cody is dying by cell count. So.
Also still eternally.
Why you gotta bring facts into this? Never let facts get in the way of a good story, okay? So yeah, we're both dying, and these will be the last month of the last drop, whatever, yeah. You know? Cody will probably live for another 5 years or so, whatever, because, you know, AIDS, like...
Well, I'm not taking any medication, so I'm just gonna die.
Oh, then never mind then. All right, yeah. Well then, and then that guy knows where to find me now, so I'm sure he'll be back. You just don't do one and done, you know? So... Yeah, and that's gonna... damn, that feels good. You know, I was gonna do some...
There you go, striking again.
Okay, you know what? Have I ever said this on the last drop? I'm about to go strangle a mutt. I'm about to rag him by his little fucking neck and just...
Dude, no, shut the fuck up since I've gotten here. Oh. It was actually worse before we started. It was actually multiple dogs. Now it's just this one fuck. We just can't shut the fuck up.
something just happened. Yeah. You notice it wasn't the barking, though, when the music kicked on? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why that guy turned that on. He was like, oh, this shitty music is fucking with my ears.
Just get him to shut the fuck up.
God, I was going to ask Cody. I was like, can you give me a massage, Cody, real quick? Just on the shoulder. Yeah. Just on the shoulder. I was like, hold on. Sit on the couch real quick, Cody. And I was like going to put him in a predicament where he couldn't move or get up, whatever and shit. I was looking for the handcuffs. I was like, but I noticed that they had like.
Of course you would have handcuffs here.
Yeah, why not? but I noticed they had fur on them, and I was just like, that's a little too much.
that's where it's going too far.
Yeah. The fur. Because if they didn't have the fur on it, he'd just be like, oh, this is just JB's freaky fantasy shit or whatever. Yeah. But now that they have the fur on it, be like, all right, man, I'm not gay. So I know God is really fucking with us now. I know this for a fact now, people. So I just had to, like, edit out a lot of shit right now because for the simple fact that you don't believe the mass chaos that was just happening at this moment right now. And it literally happened after I said the word gay.
Yeah.
And look, I just said it again. Yeah. That dog must be Jesus. reincarnated. Wouldn't that be a bitch?
So he did come back.
Just not in the way we expected. Right? Somebody's like, he's this four-leaf clover. He did come back. He's this plant. He's blooming all around.
I saw him in my latte the other day.
There's like a running gag with God fucking with us. And when we did this other thing, Jesus, man, he knew, no pun intended.
Ended the fucking other thing.
I mean, he... No, literally too, by the way, like with a church and everything. So yes, so it's been a running gag for I would say about 150 to 200 episodes. And I would say that he continues his path because I just mentioned the word gay. A fucking big ass Amtrak just went by. Dogs started barking. Some shitty ass 2 Chainz song came on. Yes. Cody started sniffling just a little bit, and my back just went out. Whatever. It's just like, oh my god, he really is. He must be true.
Yeah.
He must be alive. Whatever. So you know what? When this happened, this injury of mine, whatever, I looked up at the sky and said, "I seen that shit coming." Mm-hmm. But the story of that really is mainly so. I was carrying bottles, a lot of liquor. Mainly whiskey, per se. I had about 9 bottles in this bag or whatever, maybe 10. Who knows? Who keeps counting these things?
It's a lot of fucking bottles. Let's just get that out the way.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I get that.
Physically and mentally, too.
Yeah.
Not just on bottles, neither, sometimes.
So I guess when you're thirsty, all sense of logic just goes out the fucking drain, right?
Right? Man, sometimes you start sliding in some DMs and saying some shit, and you be like, I shouldn't have said that the next morning. And it's like, they ain't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. You got a chance to delete it, and you're just like... Nah, I'm going to let this shit work. I ain't no punk.
Yeah. I ain't no bitch.
Yeah. Me too, me. Please, come on. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's go down. I want to go down that path. Let's see. You know, some people just want to watch the world burn,
that's
Cody.
Right.
And some people just want to get the dick hard. But anyway, so I'm carrying this bag, and I just decided as I wait for the elevator, I'm going to put this bag on my shoulder.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, yeah. Not knowing, not stretching anything for this whole day. No. But I just said, that shouldn't be that. Even though the bag is already heavy as I hold down here, I'm just like, you know what? Just gonna go ahead and throw that one.
Hey, whip this over my back. Let me use my power, my energy to whip this shit literally over my back like this.
It was kind of like a backpack. You just put it on your shoulder like that, or whatever, you know. And you know, I felt like the Rock. I clanking and banging. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling that clank right there. And so did my back.
That's right.
Actually, I don't even think it's the back. I think it's more of the shoulder. And funny thing is, I think it's this way because the pain is right here. But literally, the more I tried to lift this arm up more, and I was just like, oh, so it just sent a jolt across
the ground. Traps was like, nah.
Yeah. So I felt that as I was waiting on the elevator to come, and I just felt this jolt hit me, and I was just like, oh, dear God, what was that? I dropped that bag, and I was just like, no. So when I got on the elevator, I just started hitting it against the wall. I was like, come on, work, goddammit, go work, goddammit. I got in that car. I was like, ha. Because I'm trying to turn my neck.
Yeah.
Bad idea to be driving, people, if your neck can't turn, by the way. Yeah. I was determined.
Bad idea to drive with one fucking hand.
Perfect example, yes. Bad example as well, especially when you got to go far, too.
Yes.
So I try to turn my neck this way. I say, ow! Ow! Keep doing it. Ow! I'm hollering, screaming. I looked in the mirror and I just see
those dogs out there.
That probably was me. Don't lie. This is the future right now. Yeah. That's me in the past. Or I'm looking in that mirror and I'm going, I'm doing a Booker T. Yeah. After he dropped the N-word on national television.
Spider, come on, Spider. Yeah. Come on, JB.
Come on, JB. You can do it. Come on. You got to get this drink in your system, okay? Like, you thirsty, ain't you? You thirsty, huh? Yeah. Fight, then. Fight. I'm doing an errand for Attacking a Titan. Mm-hmm. Spoiler, I guess, for most people if they ain't read that book or whatever and shit like that. He's looking in the mirror and he's talking to himself and shit. And people going like, oh, he's crazy now, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was me the whole time. Just like, come on, look at you. Fucking pathetic, ain't you? Pathetic. You make me sick of you, whatever. And a part of me just said, I really do, huh? I better put this key in this car. Like R. Kelly, gotta get it in this ignition right here. I tried, you should have seen me driving on this fucking freeway. So, if people, you know the edge of your seat, like it's kind of on the door.
Mm-hmm.
I put the trap right up on this door like this. I'm driving like this. I'm going to go.
I do it's the trap.
Without my head out the window, because I'm still looking up, and you should see how things look when you drive this way. It's just like, man, it looked like I'm going faster.
Yes.
Sure enough, I was. But I was just like, you know, you really don't look like it's that much traffic.
At least you have a purpose. You used to be seeing some dudes with that big chair, like, lean way the fuck back.
Yes.
And they're driving like this. And like, that is not comfortable to me.
No, for me, neither. Right? Whatever. Because you got, like, plus your back going to be fucked up in the future.
I'm driving. I got to move the fucking vehicle.
I put my seat all the way up. I'm sitting on my back straight. And I was like, oh, bad idea. Back straight. Because I know my back probably in the future is going to be fucked up because of driving.
Yeah.
For so fucking long, whatever. And I know the way people sit in their cars, even the way I sit, it ain't the best way to be sitting in your car at all. So I just permanently know that by the time I hit my 40s, maybe 50, if I make it that long, something's gonna be fucked up on me.
Something's gonna be fucked.
I can just tell. And plus, and when you're in LA, the amount of driving you do, it's just inevitable at this point, whatever. Your back's gonna be fucked up, whatever. So I put this seat all the way up and I'm sitting up straight. And I'm like, I know this is the proper way to sit up straight in a chair. Like, even how I'm doing now, I'm kind of slouching this chair or whatever, but sitting up this way, it's just like, who the fuck can do this all day if they're sitting in a chair?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just got to be annoying as fuck because you're not used to it. You're not doing it. So you know when you slouch and you feel this shit, and I feel this pain hitting up, and I'm going like, how the fuck I'm going to get out this car? But I didn't give a fuck.
No fucks given.
I was destined and determined. I looked up at the sky when I parked, and I said, you ain't going to stop me. You might as well hit me with a lightning bolt right now. And I literally sat
Try as hard as you want.
I sat in the car right there with the door open. I said, hit me with the bolt. Just do it now, whatever. I waited for about a good 6 minutes. Now, granted, part of that 6 minutes, I couldn't walk anyway. But I still waited, whatever. And I sat there and I was like, just what I thought. And then I got out, opened that trunk up, got all that liquor out in that bag. I dragged that bag. Probably not the best thing to do by something that's flammable.
Yeah.
Like a gasoline tank or nothing like that. Do that at all, whatever and stuff. And then, you know, I didn't have any more room in this bag, so I had to, like, carry one in my other hand or whatever and stuff. And carrying this bottle, I'm just like, here we go. Just doing it. And for the rest of that whole day, considering even today, I have been in pain like a motherfucker now. Yeah. Now, I text Cody, said, I'm a little crippled right about now. Might have to push this back just a little bit later. As soon as I send that text, whatever, lay down, I said, you know what? I feel a little bit better now. Maybe all I needed to do was confide in a friend that, hey, I'm hurting. And Cody said, feel better. That's what I said. Wow, the power of positivity right there.
There you go. Just like that.
And then instantly, that just dropped right away because I went into petty mode. I said, well, who the fuck is this Negro to think that I should feel better? Fuck this nigga. I was like, nigga, how about you go feel better, huh? Like that. I sat there and thought about that or whatever. I sat up in there. And this is why I don't like to be alone for a long time. Because I
try to do a good thing.
I just sat there and I was like, who the fuck does this Negro think he is or whatever? Telling me.
He always wins overall.
Telling me to feel better. Like he ain't injured in some form of another or whatever and stuff. Like he think he better because he can walk or something like that? I said, I bet a mass vigilante bust a bar over his kneecaps right now. I bet like it wouldn't feel so great no more. Huh?
Probably wouldn't.
Yeah. So I was thinking, I was like, I let that one slide. That's fine. Whatever, you know. I thought about it for a bit. I stuck my headphones in the air and blasted the most dangerous type of music I could blast my ears and just sat there looking at the ceiling just like, I'm going to get him back.
Fair enough.
Get him back. Luckily, that faded away once these kids knocked on my door or whatever and that just threw all my mental state of mind out the door or whatever.
So you had something else to bitch about.
I did. Yes. I like most people, especially Americans, I can't multitask violence. Right. You know, I got to pick one group of people and stick with it. You know, I'm not as powerful as, I guess, Hitler or whatever, because he hated everybody, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, his main focus was like, you know, Jews and stuff like that, but he pretty much didn't like anybody.
No, he didn't like anybody.
I mean, and if you're going to be petty like that, you might as well just not like nobody, I guess.
Yeah, we'll go all the fucking way.
Go all the way out, you know.
I'm half-assed.
Yeah, but this is beer week. I'm here crippled as always, and I'm, you know, I just found out that's the trials and tribulations of being old.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to feel pain like that. I remember, I did respect one friend of mine. He texted me or whatever. He's just like, welcome to the fucking club every day. And I was just like, I respect that response. There was no get better or nothing like that or whatever. It was just like, welcome to the club. Hey, it pretty much was him saying, in the nicest way possible, you bitching literally about that or whatever stuff.
Oh, just you wait another 5 years.
Yeah. He's like, this is normal. He's in his 40s or whatever. So he's just like, this is normal. This ain't no thing. I'm just looking at him going like, what the fuck he mean this is normal? So like, you mean you tell me every man that hit in this age range, whatever, they just wake up and going like, fuck.
Yeah, they wake up in the morning.
Fuck! I might as well wake up every day, although I probably already do this. Go to that bathroom right there, look myself in the mirror, and just say, fuck you. Yeah. Now, let's go out here and try to make these bitches happy. I pretty much got that mentality now. Yeah, so, well, I've already had that.
I was about to say, you kind of already had that.
Yeah, but now I got the crippled body to go with it now. So now I'm even more pettier. So
now you almost reached your final form.
So now I got to destroy half of this book I've already written about my parody Star Wars book. I got to destroy it now. Because that was too tame of petty.
Just got to rewrite it.
I got to rewrite now. Yeah. I got to get into my ultimate form of pettiness.
Back to the drawing board.
I'm at Super Saiyan 2.
Okay.
Super petty 2. Okay. Yeah. I've advanced over. I've surpassed that level.
So it's not quite over 9,000.
Actually, I'm probably at 3. To be honest, whatever. Because I was already like super petty as fuck, whatever. According to some people that messaged me via Twitter about last week's episode, whatever, and hearing about the Star Petty Wars there. And they were just like, that is some petty ass shit right there. But people love the Jar Jar Binks.
That was hilarious. Killing that motherfuckers.
Some people was like, that's like the oh my God, it's like Kylo Ren talking that Darth Vader helmet, you in that head or whatever. And I'm just like, yeah. Go to the cantina bar.
Riding Jar Jar head. It's amazing.
Gotta have it. And it fits into the story of where he went in these future episodes, whatever, too. So people. See him. You're looking for that story of Jar Jar and where it went on or whatever. Because I remember in the Star Wars community, people was like, he needs to be the Sith Lord or whatever and stuff. If there people was wanting that, any day that's not happening. Not over my watch. There's only one true Lord, Sith Lord. But, so people found that to be very petty and funny at the same time, which I thank you for that or whatever. But I might have to go back to the drawing board on that because I've reached Super Saiyan 3.
Age 1 rewrite, okay.
Super Petty 3, you know. Right now, Vegeta, which is you, is looking at that and going like, God damn it. It's over 20,000. Just when he, like, you know, Cody's talking in his head, just when I thought I got to that level, I got to push beyond. Yeah. So I've ascended past my petty form, and I've ascended to level 3 of this pettiness. Shit. Yeah. Just wait until I hit the God tier. Oof. When we get to petty super.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So when we get to Dragon Ball Super Petty, my God, man.
It's going to be ugly.
That's when God himself comes down, whatever, and he teaches me about, like, there's a God tier level I can achieve, whatever, with my pettiness, whatever. And I go, like, for real? You know, and I get trained by the gods themselves, and my hair starts turning blue or red or whatever fucking color. Whatever color the week it is, whatever that they just run out of, whatever, you know. Shit, there's one that's a Super Saiyan Rosé, so I guess Pet A Rosé. That's all French shit. Such a stereotype. Toy Story started that shit, though. What's Toy Story? They had a French character in that first one, didn't they?
One of those.
I know. I could have sworn I remember saying, Pet A.
They did, yeah.
Man, it's been a while. So, nonetheless, though, this is beer week. Enough of talk about that, whatever. We're going to talk about some beer. We're going to talk about a little bit of
beer.
Shit, has to bend down. Guess I won't be sucking dick this week. So I might be broke this week, people, so bear with me.
You're going to be behind that rent.
Yeah. Luckily, that rent's already paid. So, mortgage is already paid and everything. So, I'm allowed to be behind this week, whatever. So, you might see the full beard grow out, whatever. I'm going to be looking like Robin Williams from Jumanji.
What year is it?
But yeah, it's 2019. I'll be like, my God, time has not moved at all. I need to swallow. Remember what I said, kids. Spitters or quitters. Remember that, okay? We're out there teaching the youth out there, Cody.
Teaching you. I ain't saying shit.
I'm sure you've taught Stewart some things.
Fucking thing.
You've taught Stewart some things down there.
See, there you go.
You've taught him some things. You've taught him some things. Whatever. Stewart is out there hurting for a father figure like yourself, Cody. No.
You got Joe Budden. He loves that motherfucking head. There you go.
You know, me and a buddy were talking about this. Did we miss an album of Joe Budden that was clearly...
Apparently...
Because I've seen him on a couple of top 50 lists now of hip-hop, whatever. Yeah,
I was reading a post, I think, speaking of Stewart, he retweeted some shit saying of a Joe Budden fan saying, if all you know is Pump It Up, then all us real Joe Budden fans just laugh at your ass every single time. I'm like, yeah, that's all I know.
I went to a Dodger game. We was listening to old school hip-hop, and they played Pump It Up. And the other guy that was in the car with us or whatever, he asked, what is this song, whatever. And I'm just like... If you don't know this song about Joe Budden, whatever, it's like...
Hey, the only song I know is Pump It Up. You know, he had the one song with Marcus Houston. Remember that shit?
I do remember that
it's
one,
like
yeah.
Up in the Club or some shit like that.
Man, MH. Yeah. Man, how could you forget about that? LA right. Native right there. Yeah. I was going to say, you don't remember him from the Def Jam Fight Games?
Oh, yeah, remember, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Fight for NY Games, whatever, you know. He's like, I'll pump it up in your ass.
He said something like that.
I remember Redman said some nasty ass shit. He was like, I'm going to rip your tongue out and lick my asshole with it. And I was just like.
It was a really good game, those first two at least. What's the third one?
Is there a third one?
Yeah, but you remember Icon, the one where you like.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
It was terrible.
Shit sucked, yeah. I do remember the first two. They actually had a real legit story.
Yeah, a real storyline.
They had more of a story than Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter put fucking together. I was just like, wow, there's actually you play this creative character. And he actually has a face.
Yes.
He's not some blank character like a fucking Call of Duty or a Battlefield game where you just see a hand and a gun.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking to you. And he's like, come on, Mitchell. Get it up. And he's just looking at him going like, I fucking hate that Ghost game, by the way. That Battlefield game. They came out simultaneously when Ghost and this Battlefield game came out. And it was just like you're literally playing a blank character.
Yeah, or like a faceless. Yeah.
They both did it. Oh, the Ghost Recon did it too that year?
Faceless Soldier and Creed Soldier, but that's it.
It's fucking terrible when they do it. I mean, the game's already bad enough, whatever, but when you put that in there, it's just like, why the fuck?
The only game to really use that to great effect, made it work, was Grand Theft Auto 3, because Fido basically just like random generic character.
Yeah.
But the way they react to him is funny, because they call it out, like, yeah, he's just a bland motherfucker.
Not in these shooter games, whatever. They just. And funny enough, the better of those shooter games were the ones where they introduce, I know we about to get, like the Kevin Spaceys and shit like that. They put like characters on these or whatever, and they gave them a plot and things to do and stuff like that. And it's just like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's actually a main villain here. I'm actually looking forward to put a bullet through. Oh, look at that. I'm actually a character playing here. Oh, look at that. There's actually a side piece that actually, I think I'm talking about Advanced Warfare, was that game? Call of Duty, whatever. So when they started introducing the technology and shit like that, and Kevin Spacey was the main villain and shit like that. Look, I'm not saying Kevin Spacey has to be the fucking main villain of every game. I'm just saying there actually was a goal there in the game, and it's like, wow. It didn't feel like, oh, I just spent $60 on like half a game now. Because everybody always says, why do you buy it for the stories? Like, oh, well, fuck me sideways. I didn't know why I was buying games. I did not know. According to me and Cody, though, apparently we're the only ones in that minutia, though, of crowd game players, though. Apparently storytelling is second.
Well, Batman in particular.
Yeah, especially when we talked about those Telltale games, whatever. Mm-hmm. And
everybody was like, huh?
Well, I hear that about a lot of games. It's like, dude, you buying that for that? It's about the online play, bro. Fuck that story, whatever. It's not about that. It's about these graphics, son. Look at these graphics. And it's like, huh? Ain't no better than this food channel. Look at that water. Look at that water, man. Real
water.
At this point, you would think water would be efficient enough to be I mean, we had Waterworld back in fucking 94. What was that, 94, 97, somewhere around there?
Yeah, 94. Something like that.
Somewhere around that time in 20 fucking 17. We talking about, look at that water.
We're talking about water. In a fucking Wonder Woman movie. Come on, man.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
I would think by this point in games, we should have a fucking face character by now, you know.
There was a period where the games were getting applauded for their storytelling. Because that was introduced. Because we weren't really telling stories back then.
I'm assuming that's when like the PS3 and Xbox 360 first came out. Because I'm thinking back like when that first Assassin's Creed game came out and shit like that. Uncharted and all that.
Things down? Yeah, okay.
So is that like in the background of
things? Yeah, Metal Gear Solid, they were ahead of their time. As convoluted as that fucking storyline is, that was ahead of its time. It was actually like it was real cinematic. It actually had a fucking story. A character that you cared about. Mm-hmm. There was nothing like that.
Now look at that now.
Yeah.
Here, look at Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we're looking at a...
rest in peace.
We're looking at a fucking... What's the company? EA?
Oh.
The franchise killer? Yeah. They literally are the franchise killer.
It used to be Activision, right? Now it's fucking EA.
Activision, like, we ain't so bad now no more, are we now? You know, Activision used to be a Death Note when I was growing up. It's just like,
yeah, talk your shit. Yeah, well, look at EA.
EA is just like, hold my beer.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yes.
We should open a beer right now, while we talk about EA.
Well, we're going to start off lighter and go along.
Okay.
It's from darker to lighter. That's right, lighter to darker.
I was about to say, nigga, where you going with my beer? I thought he was about to leave. I was like, well, hold on, motherfucker. I want some of that, too.
I know you want the kish.
Yeah, the concept here was I was supposed to drink and you watch. That was the concept.
We've been over that plenty of times, brother. Yeah, okay. Doing that shit. Sorry. Yeah. If I come here, bitch, I'm drinking something.
I'm going to make this concept work for you one day. It's a crazy concept.
No, the fuck you
It's
not.
A crazy concept, but nobody's ever done it in their lifetime experience.
Definitely did that get a fucking lobotomy. Didn't ever read that shit.
We'll figure this out one day.
Anywho, we're opening up here is released just yesterday. It's Monkish Life is Foggier. This is the first time I released this in bottles.
I can't believe you're starting with this already.
Usually it's in cans. Well, I wanted to because palette-wise, it just makes sense.
Look at that can shoots out that gust of clouds and balloons.
It is foggy. Cloud.
I think Pennywise is coming for me.
So what I'm this
terrified
is...
now.
You should be terrified.
Yeah.
So this is basically their... what's it called? Fucking... Damn it. It's their foggy... I forgot the main beer.
People,
foggy
I just want to put a disclaimer out there. I think Cody's already drunk when he walked in the door because he looked at me and said, I don't know what the fuck this is right here.
I forgot the name. And, I got foggy in it.
Rightfully so. His brain is foggy right now.
Yeah,
right, because
I remember the base beer for this.
I think I saw God sneak up behind him and touched him in the head or whatever.
Ain't this a bitch. Anyway.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? I never had that before. Ain't this a bitch?
Ain't this a bitch.
Oh, man.
That's me and my
So, brain. Monkish, I need to sue their I need to sue their asses because I've been saying that phrase for here. 7 fucking years now or whatever. Ain't this a bitch, okay? Remember I said that one time?
Oh, foggy window. That's what it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
I said that one time to a chick and she said, did you just call me a bitch? I had to rethink that. I was just like, ain't this a bitch? Does that phrase really mean calling somebody a bitch?
I don't think it does.
A bitch? And I was like, wait a minute. No, I did not. Whatever.
Ain't this a fucked up predicament? That's what you
That's what I was thinking more so whatever. She got so offended. How dare you call me? I was just like, and I was like, well, you can be offended. I don't really give a fuck, whatever. Next thing you know it, I got promoted at Sony.
Bada boom.
Life works in crazy ways that way. You know, sometimes you just got to pick the right person to put on that casting couch.
Yes. That's what we call it, yes.
Kevin Spacey's right now is going like... He's like, keep my name out your mouth, kid.
All right, so this is a double dry hop version of Foggy Window, as I was saying earlier. So it's double dry hop with Citra, Nelson, and Galaxy hops. So
we're about to be out of this world.
Yes, we're about to be out of this world right now.
Well, I see God.
So it comes in a nice little 7%. So nice, easy.
So when we die, oh, look at that color pattern right there. Yeah, the
clouds, baby, foggy.
Look like jizz clouds.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
it kind of do. That's when he was born. I was like, jizz. Ooh,
you're just like this. You can get shit checked out. That's
all bad. Yeah, well, you know, there's those nights, you know.
Some nights, I guess.
Yeah, I remember one time in middle school, there was a debate and argument about what color it was, and kids were arguing about that shit. And I just kind of looked because I was like, I know what the fuck color it was. Somebody was just like, man, it's this gray color, and then somebody was like, if your shit is gray, you should be fucking. He said you should get it checked out. Like, yeah. You said whatever. He's like, it's like a white clear whatever. And they were literally arguing. I was like sitting there because I was like, I don't know what the fuck they talking about. So I was like, home. Oh, I was like, man, these eighth graders are fucking a lot more than I am, apparently. I got to get on this eighth grade trend right now.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's funny because I'm pretty sure I do more than they do. So, so see what happens when you reach your pinnacle point right there when you're in middle school. Should have waited like I did, baby.
There you go.
Should have waited. Now, like,
that aroma's crazy.
That aroma hit me right there. I was like, what the hell is that smell?
My God.
You know, a part of me wanted to cancel today if my allergies were going to be acting up, because I was like, you know what? I really don't like doing shows no more with my allergies.
Yeah, we can't smell. My nose is actually good today.
My nose is good today, too. Yeah. Whatever. Because yesterday, the night before, Friday night, I felt it kicking in. I took one.
Yeah, coming out and fucking smoking all that shit.
All that smoke and shit. I smelled it over here too.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was really fucking bad. Oh
shit!
Because at first I thought it was my car. When I got the car and I parked, I was like, "What the fuck is that smell?" I was like, "Is that gas?" I got to the door. I unlocked the door. I was like, "No, I still smell." I was like, "God, that's fucking smoke and fire and shit." Really fucking bad. You go to LA, people, you can see the ash like a motherfucker. Some people send me photos like their fences being destroyed and stuff. I was just like, Jesus. Trump is probably out there going like, they should have asked for my help. I could have helped them out, whatever.
This would have been completely fine. You would have asked me for help.
Of course, shut the fuck up.
All you had to do.
So, damn, that really smells good, man, though. So by Saturday, allergies, I started sneezing. I was like, I got to pop a pill. I took a 30-minute nap, whatever. Woke up a little bit better or whatever, but I could still feel it. It was before the back was all fucked up and shit. And I was like, oh my God, dude. I was like, please be fucking better by the end of the night or something like that. I really do not want to do another last drop.
Nah, your nose all fucked up.
I hate doing last drops now. Before, I don't know, I didn't mind it, but I don't know, something about this week alone. I knew it was coming because I could see it in the clouds and shit like that. And I was just like,
yeah.
Speak of the devil. And I could see it, and I was just like, you know, I haven't had an allergy trip in a while now. I'm just like, and it's starting to look like it's raining outside. I'm due for one now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I really don't want to do a show with that going on right there. But look at that citrusy.
That's just coffee of the stone fruit.
You can smell like some orange juice in there or whatever.
Real zesty.
I got to tell you what Bob Monkish, whatever, especially their hops, they make nice breakfast and brunch drinks.
You can easily pair this with a side of French toast. Some
turkey sausages or whatever, some hash browns on the side, you know, a little bit.
Now you're talking.
Give me a little fruit bowl too, whatever. You know, get some little bit of watermelon, cantaloupes, a lot of like melons. Yeah, give me some melons.
A little tap tea on the eggs for
for purposes. A little spice right there. Yeah, so with monkeys, I always get those, like, man, I need to be having breakfast when I have them.
Yeah, right? It's a good brunch beer.
And you know,
it's not really a whole lot of
monkish
like a brunch beers, but
you can go ahead and send us a check in the mail when you open up your little breakfast spot inside your little place.
There you go.
So please, just send us the bill. Send it to JB and Cody at The Last Drop, Long Beach, California.
That along with lifetime brunch for free.
I'll take that over the check, actually.
That's true.
I can tell you this right now. If you're out there and you're like looking to sponsor people and stuff like that, you're like, I really don't want to spend the money. Just give us a lifetime supply of your product then.
Yeah, there you go.
If we like it, I'd be happy about that. Matter of fact, put me and Cody in the kitchen for the first week.
Yeah. See how that goes. Fuck that shit up.
Be like, hold on, Cody, I got a little something for these eggs.
Direction's wrong.
This is gonna be like somebody gonna be like, I asked for the sausage. No, you asked for that. You asked for that, whatever.
Hey, my bad, I stuck my leg in the oven for some reason. I don't know how I did that. I was reading directions step by step.
Cody's going to be like the chef in the back. I'm going to be the food taker or whatever. I'm just going to be like, Nah, you want fruit, brother. Nah, I want... No. I'm trying to help you.
Nah, brother, we're trying to help you.
You look like you've
help
had...
Help me help you.
You've had way too many McRibs.
Damn.
Way too many. I'm
turning customers away.
I know it's McRib season, but, bruh, hey, you need some fruit. Okay. So I'm going to get you fruit.
I know we're all hyped it came back.
Yeah. I know we're all hyped now. Okay. You know, I know we're hyped. You know, Halloween season's in the air. McRib season's in the air. Candy and McRib. I know you're just losing your shit.
Candy and the McRib.
New bourbons is getting released. Monkeys is getting released.
Everything's getting released.
Everything's getting released right now. I know you're excited. That's how motherfuckers go broke. They don't have no money for Christmas presents. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they know what the fuck they doing. Yeah. Whatever shit.
I couldn't buy it.
New video games. Yeah. Fucking everything. New video, AAA titles, the most expensive game, DLC with them, whatever. All new candy and shit like that, whatever. This is how motherfuckers go broke and don't have money for Christmas and shit like that. It's because of this shit. So, I know you looking for that McRib here, brother. But I'm going to get you a watermelon sandwich, brother. By watermelon sandwich, it's going to be three watermelons smashed on top of each other. And you're going to eat the fruit. I'd give you beer, but it looked like it'd add your calories too, so I'm gonna give you a light, okay? I hate to tell you this, brother. No calories included, whatever. Mm. And you know what? It's on us.
There you go.
You're gonna thank us for this, whatever, because you look like you could lose about 75 to 100 pounds right about now. I only weigh 220, like I said. Are you playing any kind of professional athlete? No. Then over 220 is way too fucking much, whatever,
eat
brother.
My goddamn suggestion. Shut
you,
the fuck up.
You need to be between 160, 175 for a full-grown man that doesn't play a sport. I'm just saying. So, let's just move on. Mm-hmm. He's going to complain. Who do I complain to? Who's your manager? We're going to do like a pop copy Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Guess what, bitch? I am your manager. What the fuck you want? You done, son. You know, bye-bye. See you later. Let's go ahead and cheers this.
Cheers, sir.
I really want some brunch now. We shouldn't have brought that up.
Oh, man.
So send that check to us, by the way.
So smooth. Just like juice with a nice little kick of bitterness at the end. Fucking monkish. They do it again.
This must be everyday pour month.
Nectar of the
gods. Yes, nectar of the gods, yes. As I so nicely phrased alcohol.
Yes.
That many... I think it was this year, actually. Earlier this year. Yeah. Back in January. So, yeah, as I phrased it, Nectar of the Gods, yes. Should put that on the shirt, actually.
Yeah, usually, since this is the first week of monkish, usually like after the two-week mark.
Yeah.
Usually the bitterness calms down. Because you get a little more bitterness than you usually expect. Like, usually when I usually bring it around, it's like, oh, we're already like 2 weeks old. Mm-hmm. This is just yesterday.
I have a beer question for you. Yes, I've already answered this, but I think it'd be better if you answered it, too. I had a buddy that asked me about... We were looking at Bourbon County or whatever, mm-hmm. and it said 2014. And I was like, 2014 had a good batch right there, whatever. Yeah. I was like, you should probably get that right there.
That was a good year, yeah.
2014 and 2016 were my favorite years of bourbon and beer, I gotta say. I think they had some of the best batches or whatever, per se.
Yeah. Last year's Bourbon County was really good.
Last year, bourbon and whiskey and beer was really good, too. Yeah. 2018, I started thinking about it more. I was like, a little bit underrated, actually, now I think, because I always brag about 2016. Yeah, but 2018 was really good, to be honest.
Yeah. 2014, yeah. That was probably tops. 2016, yeah.
So I explained all the years and how you... Because he's a big whiskey dude, whatever.
Actually, yeah, it's all the even years. I think about it.
Yeah, you're right, because 2017 sucked balls.
For bourbon.
Oh, Jesus.
And what's whiskey in general?
The batches was just bad in bourbon. I was just like, I do not like... And I think that was the year...
It's always good, but other years are better than other years.
Yes. I think that was the year, too, I got burnt out on Blanton's. I had a batch of Blanton's Gold, and I just did not like it at all. I was just like, oof, this is not... I was like, I'm not liking this at all. Like, not a little bit at all. And I started drinking them. I was like, yep, I just don't like it no more. That's done. So I was explaining the whole years and stuff like that, and he was like explaining. So I just figured that'd be probably a good thing for you to do on this episode right here. I was like, oh, perfect, it's beer week, whatever. So Cody can explain the batches of years to people and what they mean in the beer community.
Yeah. What I was talking about, like holding the monkish beers for like 2 weeks, usually you don't do those with IPAs. Mm-hmm. But with the hazier stuff, they hold up much better than like the classic West Coast clear IPA hoppy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why monkeys, they actually get better with time, funnily enough.
Mm-hmm.
Complete opposite of West Coast IPA. So that's why.
That concept of aging things and how things age, I think it's going to be one of like the longing conversations of alcohol.
Yeah, because it used to be a huge deal because people used to buy a bunch of bottles, you know, a bunch of barrel aged stuff and age it at their house.
Whatever,
cellar. But now people don't really do it anymore because one, it takes up too much fucking space.
And time.
And time. And two, the breweries now, they're releasing the beers when they're actually ready to be fucking released. They're releasing them early when they're all hot and fucking boozy as shit.
It's pretty much like how Apple with the fucking, when you could, what was it, I forgot that. Oh, jailbreak your phone.
Yeah.
Apple started to see, like, this is really popular and people are doing it. Let's just sell the software
See, Apple's clever with this shit. Mm-hmm. Go off on a tangent. Because some people think, like, why does Apple not have this technology and that thing? They're waiting for it to be perfected.
Yes.
And then they hop on it.
Mm-hmm. I would say the same thing with the alcohol community as well, too, is that they saw the trend of people buying their own. Some people was buying their own little fucking barrels and shit and doing their own little expenses and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, people are actually spending money on this shit. So apparently we need to start barrel aging our own fucking alcohol now, mm-hmm. whatever, and just releasing it at a certain time when it should be coming out whenever it's hot and stuff. And they've done that, and I haven't heard nobody barrel aging their own shit in a while. Now I know like a few people that do it, and even now and then I think about it at times. It's kind of like what I just asked, told you. It's like I'm thinking of building my own computer. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things I'm going to think about, but probably never do mm-hmm. because it just takes too much time and money and effort or whatever. Yeah. It's just like I can just buy.
I don't see you doing it.
Yeah, a lot of people said that. Actually, it just looks like a fun project because I saw the colors and lights and the other kind of. I was just like, man, that'd be dope as shit. But at the end of the day, it looks at it and go like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably not going to go down.
Yeah.
And if it does, I'll be like on my deathbed.
Probably.
Add that to the bucket list.
Yes. Yes.
I've got so many lists on here. The list of JB, you know. They go on and on, whatever.
You're a man of many lists.
I need to write a book of lists, you know. That's going to be the book, whatever. Yeah. The list. It's going to be like a little journal book, whatever, and sell it here at the lastdropshop.com or whatever.
When the fuck this book in?
It's got a list of...
Jesus Christ.
Who wants the list of women? that book is...
That's a book on itself.
And that's part one. Yeah. So, man, he's got a lot of ambition. I can tell you that. But a lot of not effort of doing any of it. Unless you're Dasha Blanca. Definitely.
That's the exception right there.
I'll definitely call you, whatever. You need to keep your family away from me, too, though. Like, all of them. Like, the whole fucking members. It's just like, does all the women look like you?
They all do.
The mama, the sisters, the daughters. It's like, they all look like.
Clones.
I don't get this, but whatever.
That's the same. Blood runs thick.
Unfortunately, if she had a kid with me, whatever, that thing would look like me, and it'd be like, oh Jesus,
oh, damn, well, you just fucked up the family.
Yeah, they would say, be like, man, you just fucked up. Like, god damn, it'd have that fucked up haircut, like the Crypt Keeper and shit, like him looking like Ebony Maw and shit. I was like, oh god, what is wrong with that kid's hair? And they were like, I don't know, water got mixed up. I gotta tell you, what's so good about this is we're having a conversation, talking and stuff like that. I forgot we were even drinking.
Yeah.
It's running down just so smooth. It's just like, I don't even remember we're drinking.
This is the perfect beer.
Same story of last week. We might have to keep this not even thinking we're drinking trend going for the rest of the month. Although, I was thinking people for next mix and match, whatever, which I believe is...
Next week. The next mix.
Well, I meant mix and match, which is next week or whatever. Yeah. So I was thinking of doing it, because I was going to do mix and match this week, too, to get it over with, because I wanted to, like, put, like, some good editing into it, but I was like, all right. My back went out on me, and I was just like, yeah, that ain't happening. I ain't trying to sit in this chair for God knows how long, shit. But I was thinking of doing Halloween drinks, because I noticed there's some, like, not officially Halloween whiskey, but I know beer will be easier on that one.
Oh, that's easy.
But there is some, like Halloween themed whiskey, if you will, whatever. Like, there's one with a razor blade on it and stuff like that, or whatever, called Razor's Edge. I was like, oh, that'd be good. See, they just came out with the new Walking Dead whiskey.
Oh.
So.
See, you're better off on your own. See, the beer shit, use that shit as like some gimmicky bullshit. And it just tastes like ass.
See, I never drank any of these neither.
Oh, actually, there's one, but I'm thinking of we can do. There's one. Okay. I got an idea. There's one. I got mine.
Well, now. If they do taste like ass, we'll find out next week.
It won't be ass. It's mostly the label.
Okay. Because mainly, this one is like, I haven't tried any of these whiskeys neither, so.
Okay.
No, if they shit, then we're going to find out then, whatever. I got to go find this. I think I'm going to go with the Walking Dead one or whatever. I know a store that probably has. I don't think the shit's flying off the shelf neither, to be honest.
Oh, so we good.
It's got like zombie stuff on it. I'm just like,
if anything, it'd be a cool little thing to have around.
It's got a nice little label or whatever. Yeah. Let me see if I can find this, whatever. And I was looking at that and I was going like, I think it's $50 too.
That's cool. Halloween theme. That makes sense. Yeah, we'll do that.
So I was looking at it. I was like, oh, because I was thinking of that all month since the month started. And I was just like, we should, because at first I was just like, it'd probably be easier for Cody to, but I was like, I don't think I'm gonna be able to do that, because I was like, I don't know any whiskey. But then this came out. I gotta tell you, I was gonna order
from the apocalypse.
Yeah, on Caskers, it's $41, which I was like, oh, that's the cheapest I found it. Caskers take. I gotta tell you, I love Caskers.
They take fucking forever.
I ordered 4 bottles for them recently. Just more of those tequilas, by the way. Yeah, I'm getting a second set.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. Nice. So I can drink. Because I realized I was just like, wait a minute, I have them all. So, all right, as you can see, I already got one right there, the old 22. I got a second bottle. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and then I got 4 coming in delivery next Tuesday, or this Tuesday. And I was looking, I was like, I should order this one off Caskers. They take so goddamn long. I must have ordered this on Monday last week, and they barely just shipped it out.
Are you fucking serious?
On the track, it just says processing your order. I'm just like, does it take that long to put these bottles in a box?
That's the thing about some websites, man. If you got to read. It takes like 2 to 4 days to process the fucking order.
It's like, damn. Which
doesn't make any fucking sense. You got the money, you just ship the goddamn thing.
There was one store I ordered it from in Jersey, one of the bottles. I think it was the George T. Stagg one or whatever, because they had it for cheaper than what I paid for in store at the Cork store. I got it from there, and they... first of all, it's a small little store, too. It's almost like a mom-pa store.
Yeah, but they're on top of their shit, though, right?
Oh, they are. Yeah, yeah. They sent me tracking all that stuff. It's still, it took them 3 days to process that order. Right? I'm just like, God damn, why does it take so goddamn long for these processings? Like, I was like, how much traffic are y'all getting this much? And it's just like, we got to run this by.
It's not even the traffic. It's just the process of processing.
There was one site I ordered off of. I think I ordered a Yamazaki 12 off of. Third Street, it's a good website too, whatever. Third Base Street Market, whatever. They had some Yamazakis on sale, and I bought a 12. And I was like, oh, cool, $80. And I was like, that's a good sale right there.
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah.
They processed that right away. I would. It's in California too, but I think it's in Garden City or some shit like that. It's a city that's like kind of like Bayish area, and I was like, what? That went right away. I was like...
Some websites, they do it right away. Some literally take 2 to 4 days to process shit.
Yeah, I'm looking at these tequila bottles I just ordered, and I'm just going like, that was way too fucking long. I was like, I'd like to order more for them, because it's a good website. They have a lot of shit on there and stuff, and prices are reasonable, but it's like, I do not want to be waiting 2 weeks to be receiving shit, you know? If I want the motherfucker, like, right now, you know? Especially if you don't know your order went through, whatever. I guess they got to check credit card shit and all that stuff, whatever, before all that processes. Like you said, there's lists and people, other people demands and stuff like that. You got to double check these bottles, make sure everything. Then they got to package the things, whatever. I guess I'm not complaining if my bottles come in good shape, per se.
Yeah, I guess in that case, but damn. You know, like, shit. When you want your shit, you want your shit. Like, a week? It should be more than a week total, you know what I mean?
Especially when you don't have the option of choosing your shipping method either.
Yeah.
They automatically pick ground for you, and it's just like, that's another 5 fucking days. That's 3.
Yeah, I think a week max should be the, you know, from processing to shipping to being in front of your door.
Yeah.
That's all reusable, right? 7 days.
I got these on Monday. Still nothing.
Like, I gave you order on fucking like a Friday or some shit. Yeah, this fucking weekend. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. If it's a Friday, then without a doubt. Yeah, yeah. I don't expect to see this till like the end of next Friday or whatever per se, whatever. But like next Monday, still haven't got them yet. Track instead said not even like on the way or nothing. I'm just like, damn, how long is this shit gonna take?
Yeah,
that's a long time now, whatever. And it's like, but anyway, though, for people that order from there, Caskers, I'm sure everybody's heard of that website by now, whatever. They do good. They send me email notifications. They have some good shit. But I was going to order that Walking Dead whiskey from them. And I, we could do our Halloween thing with that or whatever. But they just take so goddamn long. I was like, nah, I got to find this in a store now, whatever. I think it's in the store for $50 or somewhere.
Right on.
Hopefully it doesn't taste like ass.
I hope not.
If it does.
Nobody likes to waste money.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
So I'm saying, these gimmicky ass beers, man. You never know. Or alcohol, period. Not just beer. You never know.
Those gimmicky ass whiskeys. Or just, like you said, alcohol in general. They always taste like shit.
Yeah.
Like, always. This Walking Dead one has been getting a lot of traction, too, this week. I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, I did have a that Game of Thrones one like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. How pretty it was. It was like a Blondale or something. It's actually pretty good.
Well, see, the Game of Thrones bottles, I noticed this even with beer and whiskey, they piggyback off of already established distilleries and shit like that or whatever. So, like, cause there's a Game of Thrones whiskey lineup, which I have a few of the bottles, whatever, but they're from like Log and all them and shit like that or whatever. So it's like, yeah, they're just putting their label on their already established whiskey that's here. So they're not even making it or whatever. Which is, hey, it's clever. Shit, why make your fucking own? Why be,
y'all can hear me complaining.
Why good too. Why be a Drake and make your own whiskey that nobody buys?
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Why did he even do... He already got enough fucking money. Why still the whiskey?
I don't understand and that
if,
either.
If you're going to do that, make sure you have knowledge in the fucking game. You don't know a goddamn thing about this shit. You already, especially if it tastes like that.
Especially when you're like, when you're an artist, now that I'm calling him an artist or whatever, it seems like perfume and colognes are more the way to go for you.
Yeah, not alcohol.
Not alcohol.
E40.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Whatever, the champagne.
Remember they had a Lil Jon one too, whatever that shit.
It was awful.
It tastes god awful. And like, let's be real. These people are not alcohol aficionados, whatever and stuff. They're not distillers. These ones are
alcoholic. Like Stone Cold, he has the El Segundo beer, Broken Skull. Delicious.
He is a man that drinks, though, whatever yes. and stuff like that. Because his Broken Skull IPA is really fucking good, or whatever. Shockingly, too, because I was just like, yeah, it's probably just some cheap knockoff. No, his head is really into beer, because I think that's pretty much what he does nowadays, whatever and stuff. We should have him on the show one day.
I would, man.
He gets Broken Skull IPA.
On Last Drop? Man. Could you fucking imagine?
We should get Chris Jericho, too, whatever.
I'd be down for that,
yeah. Because I saw this meme, whatever, going around of Chris Jericho. Cause I guess he works for another wrestling company, or whatever, and he's got this thing.
AEW.
Yeah, that's the name of it. And there's this gif of him going around, whatever. Oh, look at this. Because he won the championship. He's like, I'm going to celebrate, whatever, with a little bit of the bubbly. I was like, that man is entertaining.
Chris Jericho's great, man.
I don't understand. This motherfucker is the most entertaining, one of the most entertaining motherfuckers I've ever, whatever. A little bit of the. I don't know why, but I kept saying that to myself, whatever, because I was just like, oh, that's what everybody's talking about. Okay, cool. And then I find myself saying that under my breath.
Little bit of the bubbly.
And I was pouring a drink last time. I was just like, as I pour a little bit of the bubbly. I was like, that motherfucker got that shit stuck in my head now, whatever. That motherfucker. So we should have some bubbly with
A little bit of bubbly.
A little bit of bubbly. Chris Jericho. Yeah, so we get Stone Cold in the show. Stone Cold, if you're listening, we'd like to have an IPA with you. Yeah, hit us up, please. We'd like to have
I travel to El Segundo Brewery all the time. I go there once a week.
So. Once a week? Seems like every day.
Shit might be
once a week.
I might not post everything.
What you don't the know fuck? That. Yeah. Someone told me yesterday, just like, you don't ever post anything, JB, on Instagram, whatever. And I was like,
post all the time.
I said, I could have sworn I posted.
Well, you probably posted stories. That's probably what they're talking
I do
about.
Stories, yeah, a lot, whatever. Yeah. Because I only post on my page like once a month.
Yeah.
That's because, like you said, I just don't post everything, whatever. So if I only post like if it's like a certain event or so, per se, whatever. But like, I don't know, people want me to post random shit, I guess, whatever I can. I know, like, a lot of people do that shit, but it's just like, yeah, I want mine to be more mean. Like, Cody's, like, I like his posts, whatever. His posts are more always, like, they're meaningful or something like that. They actually mean something, whatever. And just like, I just don't want posts to be just like, oh, look at me drink this randomly at home.
No, I don't do that.
Like, I got an Eagle Rare store pick right there that I plan on opening or whatever. Let me just open this up and show a photo. It's like, nah, that's okay. I don't need to do that, whatever. At least when, like, Cody does his from home, whatever, it's like a special IPA or something like that, a special beer or whatever.
Usually, I'm on the road when I post some shit.
There's nothing special about me when I drink at home by myself.
Nope.
I'm usually opening up something I already have. If I get something rare or something like that, I open it up with somebody else.
Right.
There was never
like the crazy ass OG show you went to yesterday.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. Whatever. Yeah. Like my Four Roses is almost dead. Yeah, so I hooked up with all the OG members or whatever and stuff. You know, we were the five that started the
founding fathers.
The founding fathers, right there. A little. Gonna have to sue some people. Sue somebody about that name or whatever, you know.
Hey, you can do it. Somebody getting sued over that. Disney getting sued over that the X-Men theme song. almost 30 years later and shit.
Not even the whole song, dude. It's like a riff or something. Just like,
man.
Yeah, you need to give that up now. You need to give that up, whatever shit. I like how you waited till Disney bought them out.
I know, right?
And just like,
now I'm going to do it.
That was stupid. You should have did it with Fox. You know how many lawyers Disney have?
Yeah, I'm about to say it with Fox.
That's crazy, dude. Like, I would not.
Yeah, that mouse got everybody in his pocket. So
unless I have a legit case or whatever, I'm not suing Disney at all. No, because you're going to have like 20 lawyers that didn't show up and be like, yeah, you're
going to lose anyway, but you had a better chance.
You know what he's hoping for is that they just settle and let it go under the bridge and he gets a little fund off.
Yeah,
it's
like
if Fox would have did that, probably. Maybe. Maybe Fox would have probably wouldn't even done it neither because they'd have been like, we didn't own this shit back then. Or like this was a fucking Marvel thing, whatever. That went bankrupt, by the way.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We bought the licensing for the movies, motherfucker. I think he's suing every fucking studio in the book or whatever. And it's like, I guess this guy just didn't know who to sue then, huh? He's already...
Somebody did it.
he's already failed because I think one of them was like Paramount or some shit like that. And I was just like, either this guy didn't do research or he's really stretching.
Paramount? Oh, okay.
It was Disney, Fox, Marvel. It was another. It was another company too. Whatever. It was like Paramount, Universal, some shit like that. Whatever. Right? It was some weird shit like that. And I was just looking. I was just going like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they don't sue A24. I know they have some too.
Man, Fox Searchlight, Sony Classics. You better get it. You better get ready, bitch. I'm coming for you.
Tyler Perry Films. I know you did this.
Somehow you did it. I don't know how, whatever, but you did it, whatever.
Oh, that's funny. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a little bit of the bubbly. It's so fucking... I don't even know what the... I guess he's popping champagne.
That's what I was saying.
Chris Jericho, you're listening. We're going to have some champagne with you, brother.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's pop some bubbly. Mm-hmm. Let's see how you pop that cork.
Oh, speaking of corks. Ooh. Speaking of corks.
Let's go ahead and get in the next cab here.
Next one. It's for the local Beechwood Blendery.
Oh.
Dia de los Mangos. This is a Belgian-style sour ale fermented and aged in oak barrels with mango, tamarind, and chili.
Didn't we have something similar to this?
We had a Beechwood Blendery sour. I don't know about similar.
Oh, damn, maybe I had that then or whatever. Maybe. I seen that label. I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't I do that with you? I guess not. It wasn't with you then. I was like, wait a minute. I had that before then. Like, literally recently, too. I was like, I know that label. I was looking. I was like.
Because I bought this last week.
Yeah. And I was looking.
That's what you can get.
That's when you bought it last week, whatever, and shit. And I was like, huh. I also had it, too, as well. And I was like, I thought it was with you or whatever. But I guess not. I guess it was someone else. All right.
Well, me.
Oh, shit. He's about to pop the bubbly.
Yeah. There we go. Nice control.
Well, that was the most normal pop you've ever done.
Right? I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I got these gray pants on.
You hit me in the balls, man.
Yeah.
Are we matching
today? Yeah, gray pants. Yeah, yeah, we are. Oh, shit.
Oh, great.
Yeah, cool.
One is wearing sweats. Another one's wearing a tracksuit or whatever. Yeah, and one's wearing long sleeves. The other one's wearing a short sleeve. Wow. We should have wore this for Mix and Match.
I know, right?
Pour me a little bit of the bubbly.
Bubbly got some carbonation in this motherfucker. I can see that.
Broken Skull IPA really is good, though.
It's fucking good, right?
It's really good.
It's really good.
I think he lives over there, too, in that area or something like that.
That would make sense.
He has that show on USA.
He's probably got like a house over there or something.
He has that show on USA or whatever. I know he's got like some kind of residential somewhere nearby or whatever. I can't remember where, though, because I remember him saying it, but... Nonetheless, whatever, you know, Stone Cold, if you're listening to this, we'd love to come to the area. Trust me, we won't even ask you any questions about wrestling.
No, let's just grab a pint at the brewery. Fuck it.
Let's grab a pint at the brewery, bring the laptop, we'll record there. We'll do it, man. We'll just do it there. You know, get the crowd audience in the background and can watch whatever and see it. You know, one celebrity that is always at their place is, why am I blanking on his fucking name now? So, what's his name that got the taco place?
Dan Trejo.
Yeah, there you go. He's always at the taco place. At his taco spot or whatever over there.
Oh, is he?
He's always there. He'll serve you, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's like getting a D-level fucking... You can smell that shit from over here. God. Oh, look at the bubbles in there. Look at the bubbly.
I was saying, they got some carbonation.
Look at the bubbly. Look at that. I like how your color is forming, by the way.
Yeah.
Like on your side view right there or whatever. It looks like a pale ale on the side or whatever, and then it just shifts.
Yeah, get a little haze. I do like this color.
Yeah, that color is beautiful.
That's unique. It's not like super cloudy, but it is cloudy, hazy.
I wish I could remember this, because I would say we should do that for our best of the end of the year, best colors.
Best
colors. I wish I could remember what the colors look like most of these people.
Start taking notes like right now.
Yeah. Because I was about to say... That actually might be
okay. Yeah, I'll start taking notes right now.
That might be my favorite. Okay, yeah, we'll do that. We'll throw that in there too. Whatever. We'll just throw in the best and worst colors or whatever. A lot of people are like, "What's going to be your worst of list?" We're not having a worst of list because nothing really tasted bad this year except
we did the worst of show
and
y'all motherfuckers didn't respond too well. So
yeah. What's fun with that shit?
Sorry, worst beer, whatever. Not worst of, but worst
shitty beer and whiskey week, whatever. Oh, what did we drink? We had two shitty beers and two shitty whiskey.
Yeah.
God damn. We had Coors,
Corona,
Kirioshi,
and
Jack Daniels Honey Lemon. Oh, still have nightmares. My taste buds is like, I'll never forgive you, you motherfucker. You're a motherfucker to me. You'll always be.
Fuck you and your fucking mother. Hey, chill, man.
My mother, what she got to do with me? Your family's a cunt. Whoa! No.
I hope you, bitch.
I hope you're rotting that cunt hell you belong. I'm like, whoa! Oh, taste buds, I'm so sorry. I apologize to my taste buds daily ever since that episode. The only response we got to that is like, it's not that bad. Look here, I can do it. And it's like, oh, good for you. You want a cookie? You're like, I can't do that, whatever. What do we have here, though, Cody?
Dia de los Mangos.
Mm, you get that mango right off the fucking scent right there. Jesus.
Mm. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That's smells
sour.
That smells sour as shit. Holy. That went on my right nostril like a motherfucker. I was like, I think my allergies just kicked back in. But I was like, a little bit of bubbly.
I don't know if you do get the oak barrel, the oak tannins. You do get that.
Ooh, shit.
The mango, I don't get any of the tamarind, and I don't get any of the chili.
I get the chili a little bit. Yeah, I get the chili a little bit. Yeah.
I don't get that.
If this was glue, I'd be high.
I get the oak. I get the mango. That's about it. Yeah.
This might be the most potent smell
of potent beer. It's potent as fuck.
I don't know. All the beers. Ooh, God, my memory might be fucked
okay,
up.
Okay, now I'm getting a little bit of chili.
You get that chili man now? It's hitting me right in that right nostril like a motherfucker. Oh, my God. Okay,
yes. It's underneath all the other shit, but it's there.
My God. Yeah, it's definitely there.
See, I got to dig deep a little for it, but I guess you use the smell right off the bat.
My nose has been getting better lately. Yeah, it has. I don't know how. Maybe it's because of the last drop, person.
Probably, man.
Is that a training method with your nose?
Yeah, you gotta train your nose. Same thing with your palate.
I guess so. Maybe it is, or whatever. I haven't really, because before the last drop, maybe with whiskey a little bit. I never did it that much, though, whatever. I didn't really start getting into nose smells until last drop.
It's all
drop
part of the experience, man.
And we've done this for now, almost since April now. Yeah. It's been a long fucking time now, you know. A long fucking time. Somebody was asking me, did you guys have a pilot show when you started? It was like, yeah, we actually did.
We kind of did.
We did. It was on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. The Irish whiskey show. And the Red Spot came out that weekend. We had that or whatever.
The Red Spot.
It's like, where is that at or whatever? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about
that. It's like another show. I actually thought about redoing that today.
Oh, I knew you did. I don't know what it was.
I was like, yeah, I was probably.
Did you post like a story or something that you were shopping?
I like something.
Okay, because I think I might have saw it and I was just like, we're going to do Beach. Russian River again, whatever.
I was really considering. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
I had a beer this week and I can't remember what it was now, whatever. And I was just like, did we do that? And I went through the catalog and I didn't see it on there. And I was just like, I could have sworn we had this.
That might be the last beer show of the year. I'm going to do that.
Redo Russian
River.
Part two.
Yeah.
We'll put that one up when we do Patreon.
Yes.
Gotta get our numbers up.
Your
come
numbers
on.
Numbers up, baby.
They just standing, they've been going up, but like not by like thousands or whatever. So they've been kind of staying stagnant. The more things about our growth has been just like in different areas.
Right.
We've been getting a lot of new areas. Like, I gotta tell you, there's some cities on there. I've never even heard of these places and shit. Where the fuck is Pale?
I just call it Pale.
Where is that at? I don't even want to look it up. I don't even know.
Pale? This is straight up Pale?
Straight up Pale.
P-A-L-E?
Pale, yeah. And United Kingdom beat the United States.
We got a lot of UK love. They're alcoholics, so.
I love it then, or whatever, you know? I was like, wow, somebody dethroned the United States?
I got to make a trip out there.
Holy shit. They dethroned the United States. I wonder what part of the UK. I guess it was London and Manchester or whatever.
That makes sense for me.
London beat L.A. They were number one. I was like, holy shit.
London has not fallen.
No, it has not fallen. Yeah. Flashbacks now. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the former life of mine.
Your past life.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my necks are hurting more. Did I review a movie yet? Maybe that's why. I started thinking too hard about a movie or something like that. It's like, fanboys, huh? There's all this weight. Oh, yeah. all this weight on my shoulders. No. Drink, bitch. Drink. Cheers, sir.
Cheers, sir.
This is the best. Ooh. This is the best.
Oh.
Yeah, you can throw this away.
Sorry, buddy.
Put that in the fridge.
Put that mango.
Why?
With the chili on the background. Woo! It's not like too sour. It's like a little tartness going. Oh, that is.
Oh. Why'd you bring this?
Drop of fame. Drop of fame.
Beechwood blender.
Wow.
You might be number two now, Beechwood. You was going to be my number one. I had my top five beer list already, and you just got knocked down or whatever.
I knew it was going to be good, but damn.
Wow. Oh, my God. Mm.
Man, that's it right there. That's crazy.
Dude.
That works.
If you tilt your glass, you can see all the bubbly and shit like that.
Yeah, I get a lot of carbonation.
Wow.
Man.
I thought it was chili at first. I was like, is that chili? And I was like, oh, no, that's the carbonation. That carbonation must add something to it. Then. Yeah. It's got that chili and that finish, dude. Man, that finish right? is just.
That's crazy. Ooh.
Man.
Bro. this would be probably a waste of this beer because it's so fucking good. Imagine cooking meat in this fucking thing.
Oh, it's not a waste of the beer then. How much is the beer?
This is like, no, probably not. It's probably, it's like 17 bucks or something like that. 15, 17.
15, 17. How much was the first beer we had, by the way?
This one?
Yeah.
It's $5.
$5. Very fucking cheap and really delicious, damn, people, by the way. That's Monkish's new lineup, too, by the way. Damn. So if you're in the L.A. area, Long Beach, Orange County area.
Be there when it releases. That shit releases.
Yeah, it's pretty gone. Nine, whatever. Like, get on eBay. First couple hours.
Yeah, do resell this shit on eBay for stupid upcharge.
I was going to say, I think it's like $550 to $200. Stupid. Whatever. You're a big beer nerd. I don't know. How far are you willing to go?
I was just going there and fucking waiting in line. Fuck that. That's what I did yesterday.
If you lived in another state and you had no way of getting that.
Getting Monkish?
Yeah.
I would probably trade for it.
Would you just fly out here? Say you live in San Francisco.
Once a month? Yeah, I'd probably fly.
Just fly out. Like, it's so cheap, right?
But I have to get lucky because they do random releases, so.
I mean, it's what? From San Francisco to here, as much as I fly to San Francisco, it's literally like $70 to $90 if you get a good flight or whatever and shit. So it's like, you might as well just fly out there and just buy it right there and fly right back to them or whatever.
Good.
speaking of which, four new red breasts are coming out here in America. Four different batches, whatever. It's about aged a 14-year-old.
14-year-old?
Yeah, it's aged at a 14-year-old. It's got that purple box with the purple label on it, too, whatever. Because, you know, they came out those Dreamcast editions for the UK.
I love trying those years that nobody ever fucking thinks about, like a 10-year-old or a 14. Yeah. It's always, you know, it's always like 12, 15, 21.
Yeah. It's a cash drink, too. It's a cash drink. I've been in contact with this because I'm getting this fucking bottle. I don't give a fuck what nobody says, whatever. It's a cash strength Purple Rain, as I call it. San Francisco, San Diego is going to have it. So if you see me on a plane or if you see me on a road trip, whatever, then you know why.
Now, I see.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. I just want to point that out, whatever. So if you hear me saying I can't be on a live drop today, whatever, there's a reason for that. Then whatever. Okay, I'm going to go get the goddamn Purple Rain. I'm not going to announce the release date because I don't know how many people listen to this.
Yeah,
so fuck them. Yes, I have to get my hands on this.
Under wraps.
I cannot let this slide by or whatever, so I have to get this. 11 new labels on these four labels.
Nice.
So, yes, I have to get this. This chili is really fucking
right? Good. That's just kicking in. Man, it builds up.
That would go so well. This right here would go so well with a breakfast burrito.
Oh, my God, yes. You don't need any sauce in the burrito either. Just eat the burrito.
Yeah, and drink this whatever and stuff. Every bite, you take a sip of this whatever. While the burrito is still in your mouth, people, by the way, whatever. Let that just situate with the burrito itself there. Oh, my fucking God. Damn, that sounds delicious right about now. Getting chills just thinking about that chili. Mm. Oh, man. It's like that chili powder you used to get on the ice cream truck, whatever you pour in your hand, lick that motherfucker on.
Like tahini?
Tahini, yeah. Oh, man, yeah. This is just... It's hitting all the spot. Why the fuck we need to drink after this anymore? Right?
Oh, man.
I like you, Bourbon County, but Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Hey, Beechwood Blender, they get slept on, man. They don't get hyped up a lot.
No, they don't.
Nobody talks about them. Everybody talks about the regular Beechwood, but the Blender.
The only people I know that talk about Beechwood Blender is fucking people on Long Beach.
Yeah.
I don't hear nobody else out of Long Beach talking about it or whatever. I was talking about Barbara about
this
it.
This shit is just out of this world.
I was talking to my barber about it because we had some or whatever, and I was just looking. I was like, this is so fucking good.
Yeah, I was talking to a dude yesterday about it.
It's fucking really good.
Like, yeah, Blendery is fucking...
I've been meaning to go back and get me another bottle or whatever and shit. Just haven't had the fucking time. I want another fucking bottle or whatever. I'm probably two or three, to be honest, whatever. But I need a six-pack, to be honest. I need a fucking six-pack. They don't sell that shit nowhere, though, other than the fucking...
Blendery.
The Blendery itself, whatever. Yeah. So it's like, god damn, dude. How many times can I make it back at this motherfucker? I'm always at a fucking Rouse or a liquor store, and you don't see it on the shelf, and he's like...
No, they don't do it. They don't sell Blender stuff there.
How do you feel about that?
I don't care. Probably because, like, the bottle shops I go to, they always have Beechwood stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Like, Rouse, they carry, you know, carry, like, the mainstream shit, so that's what they're there for.
Flat tire, last time you got
They have Modern Times, so that's good. That's
everywhere cool. has fucking Modern Times.
Yeah. But that's like the creme de la creme as far as like what they have.
How long before you stop saying this shit is overrated now?
Modern Times is not overrated.
It's how so long
good.
Before?
I don't know. It stops being good.
Yeah.
It
stops being good. A year from now, 2 years, you'd be like, god
it's
damn.
It's still got Stone. Stone's still good.
Stone's okay.
It's not the, like,
yeah.
top line, but it's still good.
They have some good Arrogant Bastard lineups.
Yeah, man. Arrogant Bastard in so long.
Yeah. Oh, man. Arrogant Bastard is really good. Arrogant Bastard. Plus, the name is best.
Of course. Yeah, the name is. That label right up to in the back.
Yeah,
the label
badass, whatever.
They're talking shit about you. Like,
I know people probably think we don't like Stone or whatever, but Stone is fine or whatever. I drink Stone every baseball
that's
game.
That's always one of the classics, man.
And plus, they always have it at a Dodger game.
The Michelada I had yesterday, it was with the Stone IPA.
Whatever. Original Stone?
Yeah, original Stone. It was fucking delicious.
You never go wrong with original Stone IPA. When the Cubs won the Super Bowl, I had original Stone. I mean, the Super Bowl, the World Series. I had an original Stone IPA.
Nice.
Very proud of that. I was just like, yeah, you deserve this.
Find it fresh, good to go.
It's finally good or whatever, yes. This is really.
This is the winner right here, man. Drop of fame right here, JB?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Yeah. Need to work on a drop of fame of a light thing, whatever, by the way. A wall, drop of fame.
There you go.
I do have a sign for us. It lights up and shit. I do have a sign for us, whatever. I'll reveal that when
time comes.
Yeah, when the time comes, whatever and stuff. It's just one of those. I saw that one podcast when they did their live show and they had their little sign thing and I just.
Yep, that one podcast.
I said, I want one of those now.
I want that.
We
deserve it.
I want that, Don. Where did you find that? Where did you find that? I want that power.
I want this.
I want that power. Where is that brother at? Yeah. Can we get that guy on the show? Can we get him on the show? Whatever. I want him wheelchair and all. Sitting right by you. I feel safer behind the desk. I feel much safer, by the way.
Probably give him this. Probably rob our asses after this.
He probably most likely
would. That bit is good. I want that
bit. Hey, it's all yours, bro. You know what? I don't even like it no more. All of a sudden, whatever. You know what? I like all of this on there. I lost fondness for it.
No, whiskey.
You can have it.
You know what?
That cocky ass arrogant of his. Yeah. Like, didn't I tell you? Like, my God, man. He just speaks last drop so much, whatever. It's just
does.
Like, without the guns and everybody else though. I just need him.
The prawns and all that shit.
I do need the PS4s in the background, though.
That's right, he was in Chappie.
Yeah, that's right. I do need those.
They might need one now since the PS5 is coming out. All that power.
I gotta tell you, Cody, we've been talking a lot about video games. I love my consoles. They do some of the most cringiest shit, though.
What do you mean? As far as what?
It's like some of their like stage presentations.
It's always been bad though.
Their promotions and stuff like that, they're so corny.
That's what it's always been.
But still, it's just like, who the fuck? Are y'all trying to get new buyers or what? Because it really don't feel like it. It feels like you're trying to run people off, to be honest.
The whole little script they go by and some lame ass jokes and puns. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
There's some shit that the PlayStation does. Like when I was working at Sony, I used to hear and I just go, like, this can never fucking get released to the media. This is like, oh my God. And I can only imagine if I worked at Microsoft, what you hear about some of the shit behind there. It's just like, please, for the love of God, please just don't say any of this at all. Just don't do it. But like, some of this shit is just like, I mean, a part of me kind of admires the balls to go out on the stage and just say something. Right. Like, where do you even find the balls to say that with a straight face and look people in the audience and just get like,
yeah. Right.
Like, hey, you like that, right? It's just like, I mean, what was the dude? I always forget that dude's name that worked at Microsoft back
I forgot his name. I know what you're talking about.
When the 4 and the 1 came out, whatever and shit, he got fired. Was he fired or he quit? I can't remember now.
I think he quit.
I think he quit because he went to work for another company, whatever. Well, either way, he was talking about backwards compatibility and shit like that, whatever. And he was just like, you want that? Get a fucking 360. I was like, I know some people looked at them and was like, oh, he's disrespecting the fans. I laughed my ass off. I was like, get a fucking 360. I was like, you're going to buy this motherfucker anyway. So, yeah, you already got a 360 probably, right? So, if you're buying an Xbox One, most likely you already had a 360, right?
Yeah, I would say probably 95%. Yeah, likely.
Yeah, because if you're a PlayStation user, I highly doubt when the new ones come out, you're going to just say, for some reason, I just want that one now, whatever and stuff. I don't think it works that way, whatever.
Toss out those.
Yeah, just to
you
be like,
you don't do that immediately. Maybe a couple years down the line, you do that. But
yeah,
right there.
I mean, the genres are completely fucking different from when Nintendo was against Sega and shit like that. Like that was a bit because they did that all the time. You drop from Sega to Nintendo or whatever, and I completely understand because you go back in those old games, whatever. There's a reason why those super little miniature NESs and Genesis are running out of sale and shit like that, whatever, is because that's some fucking great games. Plus, as an adult now, I can actually pass these fucking games. Okay?
Right.
Fucking pass these games. I never passed any of these games as a kid or whatever. That's true. Fucking hard or whatever. And plus, I was too stupid to understand how to pass them, whatever. When I bought that NES, though, I gotta tell you, I was like, Jesus Christ, how the fuck couldn't I get past these things? Mm-hmm. These games are easy as fuck. I was like, man.
Simple solutions.
Holy shit. My brain is... It makes me feel a little smarter. I'm not gonna lie. Man, I found so many ways around this.
Throughout all these years.
But I'd be damned if I didn't play Super Mario on there or whatever and realize, yeah, damn, my hands are sweating. Jumping over these fucking pillars and shit like that. Just like, man.
It's intense.
Yeah. Because if you fall, your ass gotta start all the way over again. He's like, there's no fucking save
point. No checkpoints? No, no.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
That's old school gaming for you, though.
Old school gaming for you, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's why we tend to still... It's the one thing that nostalgia hasn't taken over yet, as far as that word goes. Right? It's just like, it's just still fun and entertaining, mm-hmm. because they're games. They're interactive and immersive, whatever. Who doesn't love going to a beer arcade place or whatever shit? They're the fucking best, okay? Especially that one in downtown L.A., 82, I believe it's called.
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
I think it's 82, whatever. I believe it's name. I love that fucking place so goddamn much, man. God, is that my favorite bar? I have to say, it's probably one of my favorite fucking bars or whatever and shit. Their whiskey is expensive as shit or whatever. But they got that stripper pole in there, and I love it. Now, granted, it's not an original stripper pole. It's actually a ventilation pole, mm-hmm. but I've seen a lot of chicks dance on that pole. So, therefore, it's a stripper pole.
There's a pole around.
There's a taco truck on the outside or whatever. You can eat in there. Pinball machines in there. Back to the Future fucking pinball machine. You had me at back. Okay? And you, if you really want to get some audio then... Cody needs to record me playing this motherfucker.
Yeah, get in there.
Get in that fucking hole, bitch.
Yeah, get in.
Bitch. Oh, shit.
Ow.
Cody's seen me play games before. He watched me play Dragon Ball Z once.
That's right, yeah.
That was recent, too. And all he heard, I think my brother was here, and all he heard was two
fuck.
People. Fuck, motherfucker. Come on, bitch. Motherfucker, you. Come on, fuck.
Over
yeah, because you went to the bathroom. Yeah, yeah. Motherfucker, you. Come on. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me, baby. That's why virtual reality wouldn't work for me.
Nope.
There'd be too many weird shit around. Mm-hmm. Can I just savor this? Do I gotta finish this?
Savor it, man. That's what it's there for.
Mm.
I don't want to buy this shit again. I haven't seen this shit anywhere. So yeah, better save this shit.
Yeah, I don't really want to finish this. I'm not gonna lie. Mm. But we're at an hour and 11. Somebody's getting cussed at right now. Mm.
Shit, if you want to, I'd get another glass for you. You can pour the other one.
I was about to say, should we just get another glass? Yeah, one of those? Yeah. I don't want to finish this right now.
Glass. Yeah,
I don't want to rush through this.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this. So Cody's gonna get two more glasses. We're gonna go ahead and get through the... Above the sink, sir.
Above the sink.
I think. I don't know.
Here they are. Actually, I'm good.
You know where the glasses are. You've been here enough. Shit.
Get these for the...
You've been here enough.
County.
What kind of county?
Bourbon County, baby.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, prison county?
Bourbon County.
After that cat story, it sure does feel like it. I told Cody this cat story before we got on.
As much as any cat story. Probably the most fucked up cat story you probably ever hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to let my mother tell that story one day.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin her story. I'm not going to ruin her story. Although I had to witness it too, so I... Oh, God. Hopefully my fucking... Whatever the fuck it is behind back just feels better tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully.
No, I'll start making complaints. I can't do that.
No. All right, here, folks. What we have here is a variant of the 2017 Bourbon County. So, I'm interested how this tastes. You know, in the odd years. It's their Bourbon County brand Northwood Stout. So, what this is, it's a regular Bourbon County style, but it has added blueberry juice and almond extract added. So... It's coming in at a whopping 12.6% as well.
Okay.
So we'll see how this goes. So, yeah. It was bottled August 10th, 2017. So, yeah, a little over 2 years old.
Okay. All right.
See how this goes.
All right. Ingredients got me. Lost me at the 2017, but, you know, got me back with the ingredients.
Hey, it has a little age on it, so maybe...
Yeah, maybe it'll taste better.
Maybe run it out a little bit. You don't know.
Oh, bourbon. Oh, 2017. God. I think we talked more about food than we have alcohol on the show.
I think we have. There you go, sir.
Thank you, sir. Color is beautiful, huh?
Color always beautiful in bourbon can.
Yeah. Got that nice chocolate stain. Eh.
Aroma's not.
It's okay. It's not sticking out. I mean, I'm spoiled right now after the first two. So.
True.
Those, like, hit me right before I even put it to my fucking nose, or whereas this one, it's like... it's got, like, a dried coffee bean smell.
Smells good. It's just not, like, punchy.
No. I don't think it really sticks out for me.
If you smell that almond. You get a lot
almond
of
almond is definitely there or whatever.
When I get the blueberry. Yeah, you get the almond in the barrel.
I do get the blueberry, actually. You don't get the blueberry?
Maybe underneath.
Oh, my blueberry is, like, sticking out like a mother.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, you got a better nose than I see.
My blueberry is, like, mixing with that
almond. Okay, now I'm getting it.
Yeah,
okay,
that blueberry is mixing with that almond now I'm like a motherfucker.
It. Now I'm getting it, yep.
Hmm.
That smells pretty good. It smells like a dessert, like a pie or something.
I could see that. Yeah,
it smells like pie.
Blueberry pie?
Blueberry pie, yeah. It smells pretty good.
Not when heated, too.
Yeah.
Like, right out the fridge. Yeah. Yeah, it smells not anyway with me.
Okay.
It's fine. I'm spoiled, though. I think it's the first two, so.
So, here, you getting any of that dark chocolate? I'm not getting that. It says you can smell dark chocolate. In the
you know, I thought that's what that was, whatever, but then I was just like, I think that's just the almonds and the blueberry, to be honest, whatever.
Maybe it's there, but the almonds and blueberries, that's what's...
I like
in the face right now.
Because I keep getting like this this note right there, and then I keep going back to it. It's like, no, that's just the blueberry. That's not really. I don't know. Blueberry and chocolate, that just. When I think of that, I'm going like, I know blueberry and orange. I know that scent, whatever, because I eat a lot of blueberry and orange. Chocolate and orange or whatever, shit like that. Especially in gourmet chocolate. They always have like a little bit of orange in there or whatever. The blueberry is just. For mine, it. Okay, it's not so much no more now. Then what happened? The blueberry was kind of taking over a little bit on mine.
See, I got it the moment you right after you started talking about it, and then I started getting it. Now, just like, it's sticking around.
Yeah, my blueberry is over dominant. And the chocolate, every time I think, that what's that hint right there? And I just go back, no, that's just the blueberry.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of blueberry now.
Yeah. Well, you did get the bottom half of that bottle, so. So I'm assuming that this ain't going to taste like blueberry.
It should.
I'm gonna go with this. Ain't gonna taste
usually
like
the
blueberry.
Nose matches the aroma. Oh, sorry, the nose matches the taste with the.
I'm gonna go with the opposite of this one. I don't think
you're predicting.
Hey, I'm gonna predict that this. We should probably do this more. I think this is probably gonna taste like that chocolate that's on there, not like
taste more dark chocolate.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
Because usually with the regular bourbon counties, you get a lot of the barrel
characters. The barrel characters on there. Yeah, but.
Since they had this has additives.
You know, this one has so much. It's just on mine, whatever. I don't know about on yours, whatever. This one has so much of the fucking blueberry. I don't think I'm going to taste this on the finish. I think it's going to be that chocolate.
Okay. Let me ask, would you prefer more of a chocolate finish or more of the blueberry?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Probably the blueberry finish. Yeah, I know what the chocolate one is going to taste like. And as far as the blueberry, I think that one would probably make it stick out just a little bit more. I would like the chocolate on the tip, then to finish it off with the blueberry or whatever.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
All right, bottoms up then.
Cheers.
I tasted that blueberry right on the tip, not on the finish.
It's not really dark chocolate for me, but there's a lot of cocoa.
Yeah, there's cocoa.
A lot of cocoa.
It's like hot chocolate cocoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely not dark chocolate.
Not dark chocolate.
But it's a chocolate, though.
Okay, maybe a little at the end. Maybe.
Okay, yeah. There is.
Okay, yeah.
Well, hold on.
Yep.
Dark something's kicking in now. Yeah, yeah.
Dark chocolate at the end. Yep. Yep. There it is. Nailed it.
Can I be the godfather of taste buds?
It starts off.
Can I get some of that one right there, sir?
Starts off blueberry.
Man, yeah, you get the blueberry right
then
off.
You get the milk cocoa.
You get that cocoa with like a hot chocolate.
And then the dark chocolate. Right there.
It like hits you right in the back, up in the upper area or whatever, and then went right down.
It's this is not my favorite. It's good.
Not my favorite either.
Very interesting, though.
I like the taste better than the nose.
Yeah.
The nose definitely has some characteristics to it. You like what?
I like the nose better.
You like the nose better? Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, I was looking forward to more blueberry.
I will say, for me, tasting it, the taste is predictable. Because as you heard me, I just fucking it. Taste is fucking predictable. I kind of expected this from the outcome of the nose now. I've been, for the past 2 weeks now, I've been kind of thinking of that. I'm just like, when we've been doing these whiskey and beer shows, I'm going like, our noses haven't been matching what the taste have been or whatever. I'm going opposite on this.
Yeah, you know, second sip, I get more of that familiar Bourbon County barrel character, which is what I love. They do barrels so fucking well, man. Nobody does it like that. I fucking love that.
There was some 2014 Bourbon Counties at this liquor store I went to. And I was like, man, 2014. Oof. Get me the fuck out this liquor store. They had a ton of that shit. It was...
Oh, this is delicious.
Yeah, that second sip is...
Yeah.
Has way more characteristics than the first one. I actually enjoy the second sip a little more. Let's go to that third one now.
Oh, yeah. That was...
Yeah, now it's just meshing well together.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
You think, going back on this whole sipping shit, whatever, you think just the, when you get to the third sip, you're like, your taste buds just get naturally
used to it, it rounds out.
Yeah.
So you know what you get into now.
Because I was like, this just can't be like a science to this or anything.
No,
like,
the third sip is the beer that's true form, or the whiskey, whatever you're drinking.
Yeah, because I was like, I noticed like every time we drink now, whatever, the third sip knocks it out more. It's just like, that third sip is usually what you're getting the most of. And it never really gets any better or worse by like a lot. Like it might get like a ton, a little bit better, maybe a little bit worse, or like but like nothing like sticks out really more than that third sip per se. The second sip, though, I will say though, is always intriguing.
It is,
because that second sip, I would even put it over the third.
It's the
sip. It's got more complexity to it or whatever.
I wouldn't say complexity. It's just it has the most contrast from.
You like that third, like you can taste the third sip in there, but you still taste the first one in there, and you're like, huh, where's this going? You take that third sip, and it's like, okay, I see where. Honestly, I still have a little bit of chile on my.
That's probably, yeah. So
I can actually feel it coming back up.
My palate's probably not like 100, you know. Yeah, I still feel the heat from the chili.
Yeah, because that chili.
Taste it, but I feel the heat.
That chili was like, yeah, because it's like burning a hole through my throat. Or I'm like, I feel it. I'm just like, I know that's not this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely still that chili, which I really fucking like. I wish I had a fucking keg on my back. Oh, I shouldn't put anything on my back right about now.
Yeah, this is it's tasting like usual Bourbon County. You get like hints of the blueberry.
He's texting me.
And the almonds, but yeah. Sipping is more. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's just pretty much straight out Bourbon County with a few extra hints of other stuff, which is never a bad thing. Also, keep in mind, this is 2017. Odd year.
I did keep that in mind. So
might not be the best.
Not better than 2016, that's for sure.
Yeah, so if there's like a 2018 that had this shit, it might be like knock out of the fucking park. Right here, this is good. I like this. I can
maybe in
this.
2018, it would even taste more of that dark chocolate at the finish.
Yeah, because I'm not getting so much of it now. That third sip I got,
for some reason,
I got a lot of dark chocolate at the end.
I don't even get the cocoa no more, really.
Yeah, I'll get mostly barrel and the hints of the blueberry.
And I'm taking like little sips right now. I'm trying to like really. I'm not even getting that
cocoa. Yeah, I'm getting the barrel and blueberries right now.
I'm not getting cocoa at all anymore.
Yeah,
it's like faintly there now, whatever. Like you said, the blueberry and barrel is
blueberry and barrel, that's all it is right now.
That's interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Keep
changing, evolving.
I'm not getting any of that, we had on any of those sips now, whatever. Like, it's just complete. And I've been taking, like, little small sips, trying to, like, dilute it in my mouth, whatever, per se, whatever, trying to get the basics of what I'm getting there, whatever. But, like, no, that's, like, completely vanished now at this point. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's completely gone.
Yeah, it was just there the first sip.
Yeah, it's just completely gone.
Now I'm getting regular chocolate, not dark, not milk.
No, just regular chocolate, yeah.
And the barrel and the blueberries.
And the barrel is overstaying its welcome over the chocolate, too.
I think they're working harmonious, in my opinion. I think, yeah.
Chocolate is just... the chocolate is an afterthought on this now. It's not even important anymore. That is straight barrel, yeah. That is straight barrel. The blueberry is definitely there. Right? Yeah, it's like hitting that tip of that tongue every time I take a sucking sip.
Yeah, now it's showing his face.
That blueberry just hadn't vanished from that first sip. It's just hitting that tip of the tongue. It's like, you want more? I got more for you. Hello. Hello. Sorry, I was watching Team America. God damn, that movie is so fucking brilliant.
Pretty funny.
It's so funny. Goddamn hilarious. It's so funny. Matt Stone and Trey Parr are like they're great. They're comedy goats. Greatest comedian writers of all time, right? Yeah, like, I mean, and they just get away with some goats. Anybody watching the newest season of South Park? Anybody?
I haven't watched it yet.
I watched only the first episode. I need to catch up. I guess I'm only one episode behind, you know, really, because I only have two so far. But it's fucking funny as hell. Like, I mean, these guys, clearly. I mean,
that aroma now is blueberrying your face.
They had the blueberry in my face, like, right off the bat and still. So it's right like, now, it's just... yeah, like, that glass is, like, half empty. So it's just like, here, take that blueberry, bitch. Take it. You said you like apple? No, you don't, bitch. You want my...
blueberry.
You know what this remind me of?
What's up?
This tastes like... this tastes like a member berry. You remember? Member?
Member.
Yeah.
You remember?
You remember when Firestone 2017 tasted a little bit better? You remember? Remember, Cody?
I remember.
Yeah, okay, good.
I remember.
Remember that chili we just had just a little bit?
Oh, yeah, we still got some.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I remember. The greatest... I guess you can call it character. Yeah, that's the greatest fucking character of all. That's the thing about South Park. They know how to take, like, the fucking most inept objects and make a fucking star out of it or whatever. They did it with a fucking towel. Did it with some fucking berries. A piece of shit. They don't even need people. They can take inanimate objects or fecal matter and shit like that and make a star out of it. Mr. Hanky losing his shit because people not in the Christmas spirit or whatever and shit. He's going bankrupt, yeah, whatever.
Like, high and shit.
A lot of people just keep pointing out, well, you are a piece of shit. So I was like, I know. I was like, and then the fucking towel is always high and shit or whatever, which Tally is a big part of this new season.
Oh, it's
he's a fucking big part or whatever. Honestly, he's my favorite character. It's funny because they made fun of me like, you're the worst character ever. Just like, but he's the best though. Because what's his name? Stan's dad, Randy, opens up a weed farm.
Of course he does.
Yeah, why wouldn't he? Right?
Who else would?
And instead, like, Tally's all about like, we need to share the weed with all the world and stuff like that. And he's just like, nah, I need to put these other places out of business. It's like only people should be buying like
Randy
because everybody's trying to start their own weed farm in the backyard. He's just like, fuck that or whatever. He goes in the middle of the night and blows that shit up or whatever and stuff like that. And Tally's getting mad.
The best characters.
Tally's getting mad, talking about weed is for everyone though. We need to be sharing and harmonious. And he's just like, fuck that or whatever. He's like, weed's about getting high and making money. Okay. I was like, sounds like a drug dealer.
Marsh.
Yeah. Probably the greatest character.
No, he is the best South Park character ever.
Remember, he's the Captain America ripped him off.
That's right.
I could do this all day. Stole that from Gary Marsh or whatever. Imagine if that was your dad.
That'd be great. Oh, I love that.
Remember when this motherfucker was a geologist?
Yeah.
What is he now?
Don't matter. He's Randy Marsh.
He used to be a fucking geologist, a scientist at one point. Not anymore. He's a weed connoisseur.
He's a fucking drug dealer.
Yes! He's a fucking drug dealer. I look at Tally telling me, you sold out, Marsh! So he's just like, nah, I'm in, man. You just need to get, they're both having a weed off battle. It's like, what the fuck is going on right now? They're both getting high. Oh, and Cartman is fucking calling the cops on everybody because he's saying that they're like, they got illegal immigrants in there and whatever shit like that. It's so fucked up, but it's so funny. And then they find it because he calls it on Kyle. He calls Colin and says, remember when you called me a fat ass in front of everybody, whatever? He's like, well, joke's on you right about now. Cops come and be like, where's the Mexicans at? Where's that? Whatever. They take him in. He's like, what the hell? And you see Carmen smiling at him and go like, yes. So then
Jesus.
They find out when he's in the detention center. Wait a minute. Because it's like, we need a roll call everybody's name. What's your name? Whatever. Cobb Roflowski. He's like, Roflowski. Why does that sound Jewish? He's like, because I am a Jew, whatever. And he's like, he starts throwing up. He's like, oh, how could we do this? How did you end up in here? He's like, some fat asshole put me in here, whatever, and stuff like by mistake. He's like, we can't go about ourselves putting Jews in here, whatever. He's like, think of what the world will think of us, whatever.
That's great. That's great. Goddamn, South Park.
I think we're gonna do recaps of
that's, yeah. That's too good.
It's so fucking good.
That's damn.
Yeah. So every week on Last Rock, we're gonna do a small recap of what happened on last week's episode of South Park, people. So get ready for that, because the first episode is called Mexican Joker.
Okay, I didn't hear the title. Yeah.
Basically, they're just saying, because Kyle tells me, like, how do you know one of these kids in here that you put in here is not going to get deranged in the head and become the Mexican Joker? And they go like, oh my God. Are you telling me we're creating the monster that could possibly shoot up a school? He's like, yeah. So they like keep all the kids in detention just because they think, like, we don't know which one is going to be the Mexican Joker in here.
Fucking part, man.
It's so fucking brilliant. How do they do this every year? Wow. I mean, they take social commentary to a fucking whole nother level.
That's wow.
Why isn't nobody ripping them off? I don't understand this. Like, every now and then we always see, like, oh, reboots, remakes, and ripoffs, whatever. And just like, personally for me at 31 years old now, ripoffs are fine to me if they're done well. I'm like, I wouldn't mind having two good ripoffs, whatever. Ripoffs, well, I've been saying, why don't you rip this motherfucker off like a motherfucker, by the way? Why hasn't nobody ripped off South Park? The writing is already there. Just take their shit.
Right there.
It's boom, right there. Just take it. Hand. Take it. I'm actually promoting people take their shit. I'd love to watch multiple shows where they like literally ripping this show and be like, oh, that's great. You're not going to complain on me saying, oh, it's just a ripoff of South Park. I'm not going to hear that. Fuck hell that. No. If it's good, then shit. Hell yeah, fine. I got three shows in that says, you know, ripping off South Park. So, that's awesome. I would love them three more South Park. So rip them off, please. Do it. As I sip my soda right now.
Bubbly.
I'm gonna spit this shit. As I sip my little bit of the bubbly right about now, you know, a little bit of bubbly. You know, Jericho got that rock star voice. That's why he's able to pull that shit off whenever. So, dude, that's the end of the show. We've been going for about an hour and a half now.
Good timing.
It is good timing right now. Probably gonna go 1:31 before we wrap things up here. But like always, people, at the end of the show, we got about a little beer. We talked about a lot of things, whatever. We talked a couple of them. We gave you a
wide variety of topics.
Yeah, we talked about South Park, the greatest show ever to be written, whatever, and stuff like that. They didn't come out.
Greatest animated show ever.
They need to have another South Park movie about that time, you know?
Way overdue.
It's way overdue. Way you know? That.
Shit, get on Netflix. They'll do it.
And make it about Netflix.
Yeah,
like that episode they had whenever everything goes on Netflix.
That'd be hilarious. It'd be meta as fuck. It'd be great.
It actually would be funny, to be honest with you. And Netflix would be like, I don't get it.
Yes.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Oh, green light.
And I can see John Legend singing right now. Give me the green light. 1, 2, 3, 4, green light. I don't know what Andre 3000 is saying in that song, but
he's Andre 3000.
I heard a hit. Yeah. That's all I know. I heard a hit. So with that said, people, I'm going to get out of here. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm godfather, craft beer, Cody.
And yeah, like we always say, liberals will never be the same.
Glasses will never be dry.